90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
The only good Indian is a dead Indian.
Welcome to Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. I'm Rhonda, your host here for the next hour. And we are in our pledge drive mode right now. So if you want to give us a call and pledge a donation to us, really appreciate it. And we do have credit or debit card thank you gifts for this. So again, our number is 888-931-0901. Again, the number is 888-931-0901. Show your support of KKFI and Community Radio. We're here for you guys. We're here to present different type of music, show you especially Native culture, Native music, and Native news that's going on out there. So we're always doing a lot to inform you of what's going on in the Native American community, not just here in Kansas City, but all over the country as well. And you might know that this week today started, they're starting the National Congress of American Indians Conference. It's downtown at the Marriott, Kansas City. And it's the very first time they've ever been to Kansas City. So we have a bunch of natives out there. They have a little marketplace expo, so anyone can go to that. They have tons of stuff to buy, so if you want to go check it out. They were just setting up for that as I was leaving. I went over there today to check it out, and it was really nice getting started. They had listening sessions I talked about last week. The Department of Interior wants to reorganize the regions and, listening to the concerns of the community. This was just a listening session, but there was a lot of people making comments about just not being informed enough and what's going to happen next. This is the very first listening session with Department of Interior officials, and they're going to have some more. I think they believe they have like at least 10 more slated. So you can go to ncai.org and check it out. You can also check out their agenda as well. All right, like I said, it's our pledge drive session right now, 888-931-0901. Again, that's 888-931-0901. Or you can go at kkfi.org and do that online. We'd really appreciate that. We thank you, all our listeners, for tuning in as well. We'll get this started. And I got some Come and Get Your Love. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Hey, what's the matter with your hair? Yeah.
is Redbone with Come and Get Your Love. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And like I said, we're doing our fund drive now. It's 888-931-0901. Again, the number is 888-931-0901. And show your support of Community Radio. Brings you awesome programming that's very different in the Midwest, especially with our Native American music. You play both contemporary and traditional and give you the information that's going on out there. And especially if you want to go check out the National Congress of American Indians Conference going on right now in downtown Kansas City at the Marriott. They're having a marketplace expo. People can go in there and buy stuff. That's open to the public. And there are just tons of tribal leaders. It's a great place to see a lot of people from all over the country that is out here for that conference. But right now I want to bring in on the air right now is Mark Trahant. He is here again for the National Congress of American Indians. And first time in the studio. Really excited about this. Thank you, Mark, for being here.
Oh, delighted to be here.
Just so awesome. And I've had you on the phone before talking about certain things, but one of the things I want to talk about was the launch of the new Indian Country Today. You were named the editor, the new editor, after NCAI was given ICT, and so now you're in charge. And so what's going to happen tomorrow?
Tomorrow we'll unveil, we have a surprise, but we'll unveil our logo, and I won't... I mentioned what the surprise is unless you want to know it involves footwear. We really are also launching the website, and this new platform is representative of where I think things are going. It's very focused on the mobile phone, and when you think about the history of communications, there have been a few things that are so potentially powerful that they change everything. And the printing press was one of those. It pushed all kinds of reforms, and it really started with the ability of people, ordinary people, to have access to information. And the cell phone is like that. It's become so ubiquitous that everybody has it. And I tested our new site in all places a couple of weeks ago in Bethel, Alaska. And in Bethel, where there's not great internet service, it worked great on the cell phone.
Wow.
And that told me this is the right direction for us. Young people today live with their phones. In fact, one of the things I saw that cracks me up is that people admit to looking at their phone before saying hello to their partner.
So, and I want to explain a little bit for those who may not know who Mr. Trahant is. He's a renowned Native American journalist, Shoshone Bannock. You have worked in tribal media and mainstream media, so you've seen both sides of it, and you started off in print. And so now you've gotten into everything. You've been in print, and you're in broadcasting, and now you're in digital media. And you also launched a brand new show on FNX television, and it's called Wasaha. I talked about it last week that it was airing today, aired the second episode of Wasaha. If you want to explain what it is.
Wasaha is a 30-minute news magazine, and... FNX called and said, what if you just had a budget to go do stories and things that you're interested in? And how could you say no to that? And this is actually, it was funny because you and I were in an interview today and we were talking to this playwright who's incredibly busy doing all these things. And I was thinking about my last year. I was still teaching at the time and doing Indian Country Today at the time and doing this TV show at the time. So I know exactly what she's talking about. I'm down to two jobs, which is good. This show, I'm really proud of. I think it's got some really good stuff. The first episode, She Represents, we focused on some of the women running for Congress. And in the entire history of the United States, not a single Native American woman. And I just think that's so outrageous that we need to talk about it and explain how it happened and what can be done. This episode today, I'm really proud of, too. And it focuses on the Kalinago tribe in the Caribbean. They were one of the first people to encounter Columbus. And Columbus himself could never land on their island because the volley of arrows was just so fierce. And they were very sophisticated. They had certain trees they would use. And when the arrows would fly, they'd actually ignite. And it really scared the Spanish a great deal, and so they backed away from that island for a long time. Nonetheless, like everywhere, five centuries of colonialism caught up with them, and they were pushed to a very small corner of their own island, but they still are there. 5 centuries later, and they're still resilient. Climate change is a big factor. Hurricanes are growing stronger. But here's the cool thing in the story, is they showed me the traditional way of building and how a lot of the buildings that were built traditionally in the right framework survived. And, in fact, there's this model village of all traditional village construction techniques, and the entire village has survived. And you walk around the rest of the island, everything is flattened, and just to see this indigenous knowledge is really cool.
Yeah, and it was I was able to watch it, and I was just amazed at the devastation. It's something you've never even heard of, like that they were just totally overlooked. And I'm glad you're able to bring their story to light to let people know what was going on.
Thank you. And you really get a sense. I mean, we hear a lot about Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And how Puerto Rico still doesn't have power a year later. But when you're on an island and you see every single pole down, and you realize that it's not coming back right away. It's going to be a major, major process. What one thing that they talked about in the community that I just love is, what if we could do it differently next time? What if we built power plants at the home level instead of big ones that required poles? What if we had community power that just serviced 5 or 6 homes and did it with solar panels and other stuff? And so they're really opening their minds to how can we do it differently in this new era. And I think that's the conversation that really ought to happen a lot of places.
Definitely. Well, we're talking to Mark Trahant, noted Native American journalist, the new editor of Indian Country Today, which is doing their new launch tomorrow in Kansas City right here at National Congress of American Indians. If you want to go check that out, it'll be tomorrow afternoon. And they're going to be showing their digital model. You're going to see it on phones and the way it's going to look. And how are you trying to distinguish yourself from the old Indian Country Today?
The old Indian Country Today was really driven by freelance writers. And on the good side, they had a lot of great reporting from really talented writers who contributed. On the less good side, I think they did a lot of outrage of the week stuff.
Yeah.
And I really hate that. I want us to be able to pull back and connect the dots and not just write about one thing, but how it fits together, how it affects our lives over time. And so that's what I think what one thing that'll be a shift. There'll be more policy. I'm a policy wonk, and I love talking about it. I mean, I really got excited because there was a whole morning on data.
Yeah.
Today. It was riveting.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's a lot of things, like as they were doing the listening session on the reorganization of the Department of Interior, and, you know, bringing out information to people about what is happening to them is really, I think it's really important, especially to our communities, how these have an effect or may have an effect if this happens. And there was really a lot of people who were just upset how this was brought out. And it was interesting to see. But, you know, again, this is just a listening session. So I'm wondering how they're going to take all these different sessions that they're going to have and use it for their final end piece. It'll be interesting.
Change is hard. You know, it's interesting, and I thought, just thought about this when I was talking to some folks over there today, is we still think of the Bureau of Indian Affairs the way it was 25 years ago, where it built roads, it did all these programs. Mm-hmm. And now its primary function is to get money to tribes and stay out of the way. I mean, there's still other things the BIA does, and it's still important things. But 25 years ago, it was the single largest employer in Indian Country, and that's no longer true. The largest employer in Indian Country is Indian Health Service. Things have changed, and we haven't changed some of the structures around that.
Definitely. We're listening. You're listening to Mark Trahant, is a noted Native American journalist here for the National Congress of American Indians Conference here. They're doing the launch of the new Indian Country Today model. But also, you've were recently announced as the Richard LaCourse winner for the Native American Journalists Association for your coverage, your election coverage. So congratulations on that. Yeah. It was, and I've seen your coverage, it's been so important because it's garnered mainstream media attention, and I think that's really important, making sure our people are being, you know, noticed.
Thank you. In fact, it was funny because the New York Times did a piece, and they wanted to give me credit, but they didn't want to say they were quoting another journalist, so they used my professor hat and said, as a professor, he's been studying this stuff for years. excuse me. My allergies have kicked in, but I know exactly why they did it, because they didn't want to be quoting another journalist, but it was great to see the data. And what that tells me, and I think is really important, is that the country recognized that this is an important story. And if you look at the institutions, we're only 2% of the population. So to get to parity is not that big a deal. But we're so far away from that, it's just wrong. Congress is 1/3 of 1%. And we should be able to get to 2%. If we're talking 2%, we're talking more than a dozen seats in the House of Representatives. So we really need to get to a point where we're a representative democracy. And that cannot happen without women. You look at the history of this country, and the underrepresentation by women is so stark that that has to change.
Definitely does. And we have here in Kansas City, on the Kansas border, there is a Kansas City, Kansas, and a Kansas City, Missouri, for some people who don't know. But on the Kansas side, we do have a Native American woman running for Congress. And there's another lady from New Mexico, Deb Holland, who's also running for Congress as well. And if either of them win, they would be the first Native woman elected to Congress. And which a lot of people say that's amazing that that has never happened, that they just never really even thought about that. Right. And it is interesting.
Well, and again, using that 2% threshold, the federal judiciary is even worse than Congress. It's 0.0011%, which you think, wow, how could that be? But it's because there's only one judge in the entire United States. And to think about all the time that Indian tribes, Indian people, and both on criminal and civil, spend in front of the United States court system, that's just crazy.
And that's a woman, right?
Diane Humana.
I was trying to remember her first name. Yeah, and that was the one conversation we were having today with Mary Catherine Nagel. She's a Native American lawyer, and she was talking exactly about that. And I guess I just never thought about that, and I was thinking, wow, that is kind of crazy because, you know, our Native people have to go in front of courts and argue for their land or for their people or for their fishing rights, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And we don't have that representation there. It's interesting. So we're here talking with Mark Trahan, again, Shoshone Bannock, here for the National Congress of American Indians. And, I guess I wanted to ask you, like, what do you think has been the biggest change you've seen for tribal media? What is the thing that you've noticed since you started it and where it's at now?
I just see this great story of success. I mean, you see people who do really well at college level, but even high school, but college level, and they start doing stuff professionally. And pretty soon, maybe it's because I'm old, they're all the seasoned professionals doing great stuff. And you look at them and say, wow. And you know that there's this other generation coming up behind this and this other generation coming up. So I think it's this wave of just really great talent would probably be the first thing I've noticed. Technology has changed. But then we're always changing technology. I think about, I think I've told you this before, but I have a theory that the Pueblos invented the Internet. And you think about how Pueblo villages communicated 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, and they were lined up by astronomical precision such that a light could communicate from village to village, and they would have a system where communication would go with light on, light off, light on, light off, 1, 0, 1, 0. The Internet is not new. It's just a different technology. And I think that has kind of gone through history. In fact, you can even take it further with the Pueblo analogy in that the Pueblo Revolt of 1680 was a social media revolution. There was a rope passed out with a story. People untied the rope, and that's when the revolution happened. So the technology is always changing, and people are adaptive, and Indian people are a part of that, knowing how to adapt to the latest technology and tell great stories.
And I know, like, it's even branched out further with people. A lot more Native people are doing podcasting and putting their own stuff out there, not having to go to a radio station, or even doing their own stuff on YouTube. Like, look at the 1491s.
Exactly. Well, and what's cool about the 1491s, and there's this Alaska Native that I love watching called Byron Nicoli, and what they've been able to do is create a business. And in Byron's case, he doesn't have to leave his village. He can stay where he's at, and he produces hip-hop and videos that sell. And he makes money, and he stays where he's at, and he creates an economy out of nothing, just an idea. And that's what I think it's really all about.
Yeah, it's been really great to see this. I mean, and I know working with tribal college students, I see that, you know, in their eyes, that they want to do something. They want to do film. They want to do videos. They want to do movies, and they want to be involved. They want to be on the radio. And it's always really refreshing for me, because I'm like, I don't have to keep trying to do this on my own. It's just it's sometimes you feel like sometimes you're the only one.
Yeah, that's true. I wrote a piece earlier this week about how in this election cycle, one of the things I find really cool is the campaign commercials. And I pointed out that win or lose, the candidates out there are changing people's perceptions of Native Americans just by their commercials, because they're seeing professionals, they're seeing people doing all kinds of things. But one of those commercials, Tetewan Means in South Dakota, is all in Lakota. And folks in South Dakota are turning on their TV and seeing something they've never been exposed to, even though they've been around it their whole lives, and hopefully taking a different view from it.
Somebody had asked me to ask you about that. They said they would like to see a compilation of all the election videos in one spot so they can just go and click on them and watch them.
I'm going to talk to one of the producers, but I actually think there's so much richness there that we may try to get a show just on the commercials.
Oh, wow, that'd be great, yeah. And the one thing about that is it's dispelling stereotypes of what our Native people are. And it's like we're no longer being put in that headdress model mode or just a powwow dancer, but we're, you know, somebody who's a professional, a boxer, right. Martial arts, you know, and doing something different.
Oh, Charisse's ad with the MMA and her focus in that ad is absolutely brilliant. And whether you're for politics or not, just watch it for the messaging. It really is something you want young people to see.
Yes, it's been really nice. All right. Well, like I said, we're doing our fund drive as well. It's 888-931-0901. And if you like hearing this type of information coming out to you across Indian country, knowing what's going on in Indian country today, new Native news models out there, and stuff you can watch online, stuff you can find on the air or on the internet, on YouTube. You know, you're getting all that information here from Native Spirit Radio. So we'd appreciate your support. Again, the number is 888-931-0901. And I'll go to a song. This is C. Hassan. I'll be right back. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Find where I belong.
Hassan with Shine. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And like I said, we're doing our fun drive right now, and we have a challenge that we are going to do right now. So go ahead, Mike, explain it.
All right. So we are in our fun drive, which we do a couple of times a year to raise funds to keep us on the air, because we are non-commercial. This is what we do. We come on and ask for support, and people always step up and give it to us. And one of those people is Kathy Peters, and she's offered a challenge that for the next 7 minutes, and I've started the timer, so it's really only 6.5 minutes now, Kathy will match $100. Whether that comes in the form of four $25 contributions or one $100 contribution, Kathy will match that. And so we thank Kathy for her generosity, and we look for you to meet Kathy's challenge. The number to call is 888-931-0901, and show your support for community radio, for Native Spirit. We're so fortunate to have a program like this on our airwaves. We're very honored. Rhonda does an outstanding job. And Rhonda, I know your primary audience is the Native community in our listening area, but you also provide a service for those of us who are not part of that community, because it gives us a window that we otherwise might not be aware of. So we appreciate that. And I know there's people listening, both Native and non-Native alike, that do appreciate that. And I'm putting out the plea to match Kathy Peters' challenge. We've just got 5.5 minutes. The number to call is 888-931-0901, and show your support for community radio and Native Spirit. Again, that number is 888-931-0901. We can also go online at kkfi.org. And while you're there, you can look at the T-shirt that's available as a thank you gift at the $90 level. But also, there are many other ways we thank you. But the main way we thank you is continue to bring you community radio, continue to bring you Native Spirit. This has been an important part of KKFI's programming for many years, and we're very proud of it. And we know you are, too. And it does take funds to keep this going. That's what we're asking you to do. 888-931-0901. And if you were thinking about it, this is the time to do it, because your impact will be doubled. 4.5 minutes left in that challenge. 888-931-0901.
This is your chance to make your contribution worth twice as much. We're lucky this next 3 minutes we have a champion who's going to match any penny we get. I want to talk to you about being a sustained giver. If you'll call 888-931-0901 for only $7.50 a month on your credit or debit card, you can get one of the KKFI t-shirts. This time around, it's maroon, and it shows our tower, and it shows our skyline. And it's a great statement about the wonderful station we have here with KKFI. Show everybody your support. We love Native Spirit Radio, and we know you're listening, and we ask you to call us now, 888-931-0901. For $12.50 a month only on your credit or debit card, you can build up a guest DJ. That's $150 total, so after a year, you can use that guest DJ yourself. You can come on and help Rhonda program a Native Spirit Radio like she needs the help. No. But any of our wonderful diverse programs, they make nice gifts if you want to give it. Father's Day is coming up. And I encourage everyone to call us now, 888-931-0901.
And again, we will be checking online, so you couldn't get the match that way. We've got less than 3 minutes in this challenge. We really appreciate Kathy Peters' generosity, but we want to make sure we take full advantage of her by making sure we pick up this $100 that she's thrown down on the table. And that only happens with your match. This only happens with you and your support. 888-931-0901. We've got to meet this challenge. Community radio doesn't happen on its own. It happens by deliberate actions. It happens with the efforts that Rhonda puts in every week to make sure you're up to speed on what's going on in Indian country with the music she performs. She takes deliberate action to make this program happen. We're asking you to take some deliberate steps right now. Make sure we still have a Native Spirit. Make sure we still have a KKFI. 100,000 watts in the community radio world is quite a burden almost. I mean, it's an obligation is what it is. If we're going to have 100,000 watts, we have to do the right thing with it. And we're asking you to do the right thing right now. 888-931-0901. There's only 90 seconds left in the time for this challenge. We want those phones to ring at 888-931-0901. Let's see. We've got a minute and 15 seconds left.
Let's show Rhonda our support. We love the news from Native Country. Every week she brings it to us. So call us now. You can give any amount, and right now it will be matched and doubled. And we will love to hear from you. It'll make Rhonda feel good. It makes KKFI good and strong. We can have even better programming in the future. This is your chance. This is your chance to call. 888-931-0901.
There's just 40 seconds left during this challenge. There's still time to get in. Pick up that phone and make that contribution to your community radio station. You will feel better about yourself. You feel better about KKFI taking this more enhanced sense of ownership. We need you to call right now, 888-931-0901. There's still time to get in under the wire. We need to make that phone call happen now. 888-931-0901. That's 888-931-0901. We will check online at kkfi.org, but why not call 888-931-0901. And the time's up. We'll let you know if we met the challenge, and thank you so much for indulging us in this time, and Rhonda.
But don't forget, the pledge drive's going on. You can still give. Please call us. We like to hear from you, and we like to hear your support for KKFI.
Yes. Well, thank you guys very much. And yes, we'll still be accepting donations. Again, the number is 888-931-0901, 888-931-0901. Thank you, guys. You did an awesome job. All right. Yay. Got it done. So you're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. And we have Mark Trahant in the studio with us live, not over the phone like in years past. And, you know, you're here for the National Congress of American Indians, the launch. You're the editor of Indian Country Today. You're doing a show on FNX, Wasaha. And I was just wondering, so are you going to have, like, a different topic for each episode for Wasaha?
Yes. Yeah, we have about 10 shows mapped out. Some of them, well, we're now into 5 that are fully edited and another 3 or 4 that are close. Some upcoming episodes that I think will be really fun. We have a half hour with Winona LaDuke.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's going to be riveting. We have a show coming up next Sunday. Marionette Pember, when she was at Standing Rock taking pictures, saw a spirit woman and said, "That's an Ojibwe symbol. What's it doing here at Standing Rock?" And so she started asking. And turns out she found a tattoo artist, and it's a story that's very personal to her, and she tells it very well. We have another story coming up, and this one is a real scoop. I should actually put it in Indian Country Today first, but I've been I started this on the TV show, so we'll finish it there. I've written for years about a program in Alaska called Dental Health Therapy, where they go in and they get young people right out of high school and give intensive training, and they become mid-level practitioner doing oral health. So they basically work on your teeth. And dentists for years have tried to stop the program, saying that it's not safe. And the data is now overwhelming that it works, that it's safe, and all of that. Well, what's particularly interesting is that, and I've written this story before, but only one university, University of Washington, would actually engage in training these young people, because they are smaller schools, were fearful that the dental industry would put too much pressure on them. Well, UW's been doing a great job. They have a program in Anchorage and in Bethel, Alaska. And last year, a small private university funded by a religious group came to the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium and said, "You know what? Private universities are real in trouble. The idea of charging someone $17,000 a year to go to school is becoming a much tougher sell. Our kids are loaded with debt. We just can't keep doing it. What would you think about taking it over?" And the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium said, "Yeah, we'll take it over." And so this Alaska Pacific University, which has been a major university in Anchorage, is soon to become a tribal college. And one of the first programs they're going to teach, dental health therapy, but also other mid-level practitioners. You think about that same idea, and mental health practitioners could be useful. Of course, CHRs have been around forever, community health representatives, and that will continue. But what they're doing with this opportunity is saying, if we were going to reinvent higher education, what would it look like? Let's not do it the way it's been done. Let's start with what should it be. And these are jobs that they can take young people for, create, and have them stay in their own communities. And that is the goal, instead of getting a job that's going to pay them really well, but they're going to leave and not impact other people. So I think this is a really interesting experiment in Alaska.
I bet that's hard when you're, like, working on a story and you want to talk about, like, when I was doing the interview with Sharice, I was like, "Oh, man, I really want to use this for something else, but I can't." But, you know, and so I ended up having to do just the Elect Her event. But, you know, I know it's difficult when you're trying to work on two different projects.
But it was worth it when you saw it, right?
Oh, gosh, yes, it was great. It was great. It was awesome, yeah. So you can look at Wasaha on FNX's Facebook page if you haven't watched it. We don't get FNX. It's a PBS on PBS stations, but we don't carry it here in Kansas City or in Kansas, so you can watch it on their Facebook page.
And you can write your station and say, "Why don't you carry FNX?"
Exactly, and then that's probably the next step here. And they carry all different types of shows, which is really interesting. They do comedy shows, they do music videos, they do all sorts of documentaries as well. So it's a great place to find Native American stories, broadcasting stories.
In fact, one series they have right now that I just love is this Native Women in Comedy. And they basically started reaching out to women saying, who've been doing comedy for years. And again, this plays against stereotypes because, one, Indians aren't funny, which is so absolutely not true. And then women aren't funny, which is so absolutely not true. And they played these two together and found these women who are doing really great stuff. And brought them and gave them a platform.
Yeah, definitely. So, again, you can check that out on Facebook on FNX. So I'll give us a little small break. This is a Shawnee Stomp Dance. You're listening to Native Spirit Radio here on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
You are. Champions Challenge. 888-931-0901 is your way to support KKFI, or you can go online at kkfi.org and get your donation doubled right now. You have 7 minutes for this Champions Challenge. A community champion has thrown down a certain pile of money on the table. Maybe it's $150, maybe it's $100, maybe it's $250. The programmers will tell you all about it and let you know who the champions are, because we definitely want to thank them. 888-931-0901 is your way to support and get your donation doubled. Maybe you've never donated before. This is a perfect time to step up and call 888-931-0901. You put your lot with their lot. Next thing you know, we've made our match, and we picked all that up, and we take it to the bank and keep KKFI going for another 30 years. All right, back to the program, and tell them who the champion is.
I am sorry, I was supposed to play that before we did the challenge, but you can still call in, and we are still accepting donations. The number is 888-931-0901. Again, that's 888-931-0901, and show your support of community radio, Native Spirit, all our cultural programming that we do here. That you learn so much information about other people's cultures and what's going on, especially within Indian country. I know we can't always, you know, you can't always know what everything is happening, but I try and provide that information for you guys, especially some of the not so good things that are going on, but I try and present also the positive things that are happening out there. All right, well, we have Mr. Mark Trahan in the studio. Mr. Trahan is Shoshone Bannock, a Native American journalist, editor of Indian Country Today, a host of FNX Wasaha. What else? You're a published author.
Also, every week on Native Voice One,
Trahan
reports.
Yeah, definitely. So you're everywhere. And you know what? When Mary Catherine was talking about taking on so many things, I was thinking, that's you. You were doing everything. And one of my favorite things you produced was the show The Silence that was on PBS. And you can still watch it on PBS. But it was about an Alaskan village that was affected by the Catholic Church's having priests molest children, and it was a very sad show, but it you know, it was something different from them what we were hearing within the United States and how this affected that community there. How have they been since then, since the show premiered?
Oh, I keep in touch with a few people from up there, and I think most just try to keep surviving. I mean, that's one thing that came through is that with a lot of folks, there's a resilience about survival that is very difficult. Trying to get over it is not something that just happens. It's a process. And getting support from people really helps. I actually thought, and I don't think I'll do it in this first season, but maybe next year, if we can figure out a way to tell the story in just a half hour, take a crew back up and go back to St. Michael's and just say what's happened after all these years. The one thing that was happening when we were there is even though in the 1970s when all of this occurred, the Catholic Church was the center of the community, and it's gone. Now they may have a priest. Most villages don't. There may be one or two people. So in a way, they did it to themselves where they destroyed their own institution because of the way they did all this and let it unfold. It was one of those stories where when they first called me and said, do you want to do this? My thought was, no, I don't want to do this. And I'm really glad that I did. It's one of those things that I just thought, the people I met have changed my life, and I'm just lucky to have experienced it.
Yeah, I think, you know, highlighting that story of that of those people, it was really just so impactful. I show that video in my class, you know, and I have them watch Spotlight, and then they watch that as well. And, you know, it's like this epidemic of you know, sexual assaults that are going on our people, and people don't talk about it, and it needs to be talked about because they're so full of that shame, they don't want to talk about it. It's like, but we have to bring that out there. We have to let people know. I mean, we just can't keep hiding it.
Well, and one of the stories about sexual assault that we just don't talk about often enough is that in almost every, not almost every case, but in the vast majority of cases, people know the person, and they know who they are, and they know them well. And so this idea of a mysterious person, I mean, you teach it even in schools now, stranger danger, and that's not the problem. The problem is people you know and trust.
Were you, I was just wondering, and were you thinking about maybe doing a show on the on school shootings? Because we had one that happened within a tribal community on the Red Lake Nation, but other than that, well, and then in New Mexico, was near the Navajo Nation, but it still affects, you know, all kids all across the, you know, all across the country. And I know, like, even at Haskell, we have to do school shooting scenarios.
Actually, I have two funny things. One, maybe I shouldn't be making light of it, but when I was at the University of Alaska, we had to go through the same training. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, we were there for, I don't know, 6 hours. And at the end of it, the officer doing the same training said, this is all you need to know. You're more likely to have a problem with a student and a moose here. And in fact, the only students that have been killed on the university campus in Alaska have all been moose related.
Oh, wow.
I remember writing a column for the Seattle Times when my kids were little, and they're adults now. But I remember a school shooting, and it was horrific. And I wrote a column that said, what you need to know, and my sons are both boys, so sons, is that you're safe. The odds are so overwhelmingly, statistically one-sided that no matter what you read, you're still safe. And, you know, I'm not sure I could write that column today. The data has changed so significantly, and the impact on schools that are really routine is such that I don't think I would ever even go there. The data is not that one-sided like it used to be. We had too many. I mean, more kids died in school than in Afghanistan.
Yeah, it's very sad. very sad to see what's going on. Well, thank you, Mr. Trehant, for being with us in the studio. And again, he's going to be here tomorrow for the launch of Indian Country Today at the Marriott in downtown Kansas City. So you can go check that out. They're going to be showing all the great things that that is going to be happening with their media model. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And so anyone can go check that out, and as well as on Wasaha and your other ventures going on.
And we'll have a booth at near the marketplace. I'll try to sit there as much as I can tomorrow. So if folks want to chat about things, just drop by.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for being here. We're going to end off with some Tanisha Begay. And again, we're still doing our fund drive, so you can give us a call. The number is 888-931-0901. Again, the number is 888-931-0901, and show your support of community radio. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
so close to me. When I have you, I feel so free.